epistle of Titus. From the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 14, we can find that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and Savior and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Are you looking? With expectation, with eagerness, please come, Lord. It may be easier for me to say this at my age than it would be for some that are younger and feel like they have goals and ambitions and desires that they want to fulfill in their lives. But I don't think it has anything to do with me. The Spirit says come. The bride says come. Which is so coming on to you. Brother Brinkley used to say he was a soldier's dude. He's not that many years ahead of me. But there is something about life. I know young people that have to take compromises. I know younger couples that don't have any peace. They don't have any joy. They don't have anything of life to hold on to. But sometimes you can find an old folk like me. I still have joy. I still have wealth. I still have hope. I still have anticipation. I can't run faster than I used to. Can't do the things that I used to do as well. But that has nothing to do with the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that sometimes I mention like Brother Walsh, Brother Clinton, and Brother McKnight, others that I quote. But you learn by listening. You learn by what you hear, by hiding it in your heart. There's a wealth. There's a depth of truth in the Word of God, especially when you have the Holy Spirit to quicken that Word to your life. You know? Not only am I saved, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. When I hear, comes through these ears. But that's not the way God is wanting me to hear only. He's wanting me to hear by the quickening of the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, it turns out to be tinkling cymbals and sounding brass. I never will forget. We've been in Atlanta, Georgia, where the Clinton was preaching in that full gospel business men's meeting. There was a man who got up and gave a testimony, and this was his testimony. After that, he gave his reward, he said, I've come to learn that if you ever stop testifying to the miracle of God, there comes a time when you won't believe it yourself. That's awesome. That's excuse me. I know multitudes of people that no longer believe what they used to believe. They were quick to hold to the absoluteness of the Word of God. They were faithful in every way. Tithes, offerings, prayer, Bible reading, church attendance, witnessing, encouraging others. Today, it's almost a fairy tale to me. The truth or the reality of the truth has slipped. I got a call. It was one day last week from Brother Chance. That good brother, his health is horrible. I've got to call him more often than I do. Brother Sister Chance, I've never met greater people in my life. But while he was talking to me, she spoke up and told him to not forget to tell me this. What he said that she said that she had read a woman that in the Church of America today, there are over 1 million evangelicals that leave the Church every year. I want to ask you a question. How many convert converts do you see? How many baptisms and water do you see?
How many tears of repentance do you hear? Not just hearing. How many testimonies do you hear? How many testimonies do you read? God dealt with my life. I went to a service. I heard the gospel preached. Name it, whatever the scenario may be. I was convicted. I gave my life to God. I repented of sin. I was lost in the blood. I don't have any idea that we're having a million a year. I'm talking about in a minute. Back when there was something like 280 or 90 million Americans, heard Paul Krause on the TV, and Jan maybe repeated it later, that there were over 240 million Christians in America. I don't know if they got the statistics. Somebody needs to do a fact check on it. Perilous times, dangerous days, but there is something that we as God's people have, and it's called a blessed hope. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and shout hallelujah. What a word among a lot of other things that the Lord said. He said, God has a program. I heard Brother Kendall quote that innumerable times. That God has a program. I got to thinking about that. Thinking about the coming of the Lord. Now, as I understand reading a program, you know, whatever is going on, if there's a program of music, they may, like Brother Jim does, they may give you a program of the songs that are going through. You can look at that program and see what's next. If they're singing a song, and you want to know what they're going to be singing next, look at the program. That goes for any other thing going on that uses a program. You have to think about that. That God has a plan for this earth, for this world, for me, for you. When Paul got into the upper coast of Ephesus, he said, have you received, since you believed? If you're not a Christian, washed in the blood, you cannot receive the Holy Ghost. Your sins must be blotted out. So, what Paul is saying, you've got this born-again experience, but that's not all the program. Are you, have you received what to that new birth? Have you, in your life, what after you've been born again is the will of God for you to have? I never thought about it like that until today. But God does have a program. God has a program for His church. We don't do the same thing all the time. I mean by that, there's a time and a place for everything on this planet. There's a time for missions. There's a time for singing. There's a time. God has an order as to what He's doing. I didn't get to preach Sunday night. My God, Brother John Rich wrote a wheelchair up to me and said, my God, what a thing. I even read the text. I want to read the text. I've got a message. I'm ready to preach. But God had another mind. This lady right here sent me a text. I've got people who will send me texts. Let me know what they think. But she spoke about that day of services. Sunday night. God, you cannot predict God. You cannot put God in a box. If something happens you do not understand, be careful what you say. Be careful what you say. You may not understand it. Pray about it. Right? Let me talk to believers today. if you are a believer, God, if all God is going to do is take you to heaven, after you were saved, He would appeal to you and took you to heaven. Taking you to heaven. If that's all it is, if that's all there is, I'll turn it to God's saved, took His breath away, give Him all. James said, you show me your faith by your works. Works. I will show you my faith by my works. Right? In this plan of God and this program of God, I got a call about 40 weeks ago from the Indian subcontinent who caused me quite a chicken. He said, and David Owens, when I did story, he was in Pottsville, Arkansas. But Robin said, seven deacons from Pottsville, Arkansas, came to my church. I didn't invite them, I didn't know from the my church. And they said, Brother Robin, I pastor Brother Austin, I was behind in leading. And so we seven deacons believe it's the will of God for you to come pastor our church. He said, I'll pray about it, but it's the one thing I'm not going to do. So I'm not going to try it. And I told him in this office, how many times? I don't know. I told my wife, when I was with Angelology, I said, I don't know that I can ever pass it because I'm not going to put my ministry for somebody to go with. Thank you. If it's the will of God, God will make a way. They said, we're going to go back. Next Sunday morning, we're going to have, as the deacons, we're going to get up and tell what we've done, what you said. Monday night, we're going to have it up. We send you a text that without going, without preaching, without doing anything, he said, somebody misunderstood what the deacons had said. So he said, I got 95% to go. He was a Batavia architect. But after these 5 or 6 years, God wanted to move him. You can't put God in a box. You're not the size out of that box. Robin had called me maybe a month ago, and he said, you know, I preach for the Korean people. How many years have I been doing that? I don't know when the truth went out there 1 year. Huh? He told me, he said, they want me to go preach in San Antonio. And I said, well, let me think about it. Because Brother Lee Schmidt had preached that. They wanted him. Is that where he is in San Antonio? Took me where he goes. Then Pete Malcolmson, that Brother Clinton had preached for all over England, Scotland, whatever. Robin goes out there for the same 3 or 4 years. Won't have anybody else just preach. I'm sure that in 5 or 6 years, God works in that man's life. That's where you take it. You see, you don't put a novice, right? He was a novice, but he may not have been ready for pastor. He had not have taken England, Scotland, Kansas City, San Antonio. It may have taken some preparation. I know that God has prepared me for various things at various times. But God is looking for one thing. Someone, somebody, that He can get some glory out of their lives. All things are done that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Just because you are a believer does not mean that God is coming with you. You hear me? Now, don't let no one jump up and go to the church. That's all I'm talking about. Going to that old church? Tell me, man. I've been told by people all my life that I'm not going to be a teacher. I pushed back against that. I thought I was going to prove them wrong. I go to law, I'm going to get a degree, I'm going to get a job. But there was a Sunday night service over there. Brother Colton pulled that chair up on the edge of the platform. God got a hold of me, took me from the top of my head to the center of my feet. I went running up there. I said, pray for me. God called me to preach. There used to be a little church over here that didn't run like that. That 82 people. I don't know how to find out about me, but they asked me to go preach there. And they did the first time they were preaching. I told them to come on. He said, I'm coming with you. I went to preach. I said, how did I do? He said, come on, let's talk to you. I didn't show them that. It wasn't like that was anything incredible. But with his experience and my inexperience, he was able to help me out. I preached in Lake Charles, Louisiana, with other partners. But he came out of the Houston paper and told us that Oral Roberts had joined the Methodist Church. I read the paper. I was preaching that brother Lake Charles. And so I just read the Houston paper. Where Oral Roberts joined the Methodist Church. And he did. Brother Paul knows all me, took me to the back. He said, I don't believe that you did this chapter. Well, I was right and he was wrong. But he was right because he's the pastor. Your Lord, God let bugs come in your life. God let ditches come in your life. Do you know this gospel is for the reproof? It is for correction that chooses this one. But all you've got to do to answer anybody off from church is to tell them something that they need to know. I lost my anger. And if you do it in a ministry in a bad way, then you will be corrected. Believers, it is what is meant. Or God's agenda as to what he's doing. The Bible says that Jesus is going to come in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. I remember 50 years ago, Brother Clinton said, the internet's computer ready. Well, computers went back in to do what my iPad does, or computer didn't do the same thing. My iPad wouldn't fit in the room. But he said they have calculated that the blinking of the eye takes 1/20th of a second. I was thinking of Houston. I quoted that. They liked me then. I don't remember what I mean. I'm going to try it again today. It's much faster than the 1/20th of a second. He said, I'm coming in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. You know what that means? Since I believe that we're in the last days, the end time, I believe that we are just that near to the rapture. I believe that's how near we are. You cannot, and I cannot comprehend what a thin line it is. So, let's think about this. What's wrong? Are you listening to me tonight? I know I'm going a lot of different directions. In the Word of God, there's people in the Word that made the statement about the principle of the coming of Christ. We've heard this. How's it working? Yeah. I think it's a good we've heard this from the Father. But just because it hasn't happened, then I got to thinking, when you see these signs coming to pass, in Matthew 24 and 25, when you see these signs coming to pass, lift up your head, your attention draws nigh. What are you talking about? Nation against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. Marriage given in marriage. I looked at that again and I thought, well, you see, when you see these things coming to pass, what's the Lord to come? Can you think of any? Jesus, help me out. Tribulation. He said, you will have tribulation. God, we may be spared, but all over this earth, ISIS, those Islamic terrorists, they are killing millions of Christians. While we're sitting here, they're killing them by the thousands. Every day, they're killing them by the thousands. There will be tribulation. He's talking to the entire kingdom. You've got to think of it. Evil men will watch worse and worse. Can you think, just quickly run through your thinking process? Can you think of anything that needs to be done before Jesus comes? I can't. Maybe I haven't talked enough. Maybe I'm not smart enough. But there's something I do. The now that this world faces me, he's going to come. For the believer, I believe that the next thing in God's program, if we could look at it, he gave us the program. Could not happen. Jesus said, if I don't go soon to receive us, there won't be anything there. There won't be any faith. There's an attack on everything. I was stunned watching that same news press where the guy was talking about post-Christianity. But in a town hall meeting, they said, let's stand. And the crowd comes up and shouted him down. And when it got to the name of Jesus, they increased. No matter where you stand on anything, and I'm not going to get in that debate with you, you will come out here. I read that when Melania Trump in Melbourne, Florida, read the Lord's Prayer, and read all through the news, they called her a whore. The next thing I believe on God's agenda is to see Jesus Christ. I firmly believe it. That's not Peter's fault. I do not know of anything else that needs to be done. God has not revealed the second, the moment, the blinking of the eye, and you go. But he did say the day, the time, the season, we would know. If I am understanding the word of God correctly, what I'm seeing is the fulfillment of all of those things that he said to me. I read, actually, my wife told me too. When last year we said that, anyone could go in any way to the other. My wife said to me, we could go to death. That the enemy is the most advanced part of the truth. The NFL, the National Football League, from the state of Texas, if you pass that law, that they cannot go into any other, don't you ever expect us to be back, whether All-Star Game or Super Bowl. I'd rather have Jesus than silver. I'd rather be Jesus than have Jesus. Look to that place. What time is it? Well, God's call come on. But if you know this one thing, there will be a rapture. Who is that for? Believers. He said, talking to us, we're trying to talk to the world. He said, if you was of them, they would hear you. But because you're not of them, they don't hear you. The same thing. The voice of the Lord to come up higher. If you know him, you will hear that voice and you will be transformed. If you do not know him, then what is God? Where did you go? I'm not telling you the truth. God has a plan with you is going to be moved with obedience. I believe the next thing in the economy of God is to take us home. As I was working on this post-Christianity in America, I went to my wife and I told her, I said, I want you to try and do that. But they gave me one on the day of the week. They gave me two that day. This is just like the beginning of the time. And as I listened to that man, never had anything that I didn't listen to this man. You got to talk about the tribute. Folks, there is going to be, and he decided, and we all know how to do that. And we know what that great tribulation is. Not a trouble, not a bubble, but the great tribulation. God has not appointed us to wrath. The great tribulation is the wrath of God. We need to get up with God, live with God. And everything that we do, we must be ready. Ready. Don't be anything for him ready. You know not what hour he's coming. You need to be ready. Not taking the time, but be ready. There's a lot of things I'm causing. There's a lot of things that we prepare ourselves for and we get ready. Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready? I'm ready. Are you ready? Multitudes. People that are not going to be with us. Right back to the church. Maybe a couple of years or so with Mr. Castle sitting in an empty auditorium. I was walking down that same aisle and I got riding up two or three feet in front of me. I was unbelievable. I could not have been stopped any quicker if I'd run into a solid concrete. I couldn't do it. And this is me. I'm going to tell you how to do this. God didn't talk back to me. I don't even know where I was going, what I was going to do with that day, but right about in that day, I just didn't tell you that. I heard a scream, a screech. I heard the people crying that I'd never heard anything of it. I'll never hear anything. I'm going to come back in here. I'm going to think of him all along. I said, God, what am I doing? I didn't think I was just one of the things. I mean, in my mind, it had to be God. I said, God, what am I doing? And indeed, that wasn't an experience to come. He spoke to me. And he said, you hear the cry. You hear the cry of the people in heaven. To hear that song, God's not ready to perish. God's not ready to perish. We are living unconvinced, unconvinced that we are living in a post-Christianity America. I'm persuaded of that. I know we have a storm of religion, but where's the power of God? Where are the fruits? Where are the gifts? Where's the heathen that's coming to come? What's going on here? And I can tell you, God's moving all the things in ways that you would never think of ever doing. So I said, well, you just believe what they tell you. I said, do you not tell them? There's something I didn't believe. But that is, you need to decide. Be ready. Have your home ready, husbands, wives, children, be ready. That's what he said. What did Titus 2:13 say? Somebody read it. Let people like that go through. Open our eyes